Hi, my name's Alex Donaldson.
Hello.
Hi, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust.
Mm-hmm.
The date is the 21st of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
I'm Kathy, surname is Fleet, and I'm 50-something, and I'm from Buckinghamshire.
And how are you today?
I'm well.
So, how did you initially hear about the project?
Because we went to Crosby Beach way back and fell in love with the Tin Men. And then we went to the Hayward Gallery and that was the blind, whatever that was called, blind light, yeah, which was fantastic. And my partner has been up on the plinth at the end of August and he said, oh, go on, you apply for it as well, never thinking that I'd get a space, and I did, so I shan't talk to him for a while.
So how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Very, very surprised, because, I mean, to get a place out of 35,000 that have applied is fairly amazing, isn't it? So, yeah, I was really surprised. Yeah. And, yeah, we'll see what happens.
So could I get you to talk a little bit about yourself, what you do for a living?
I've been made redundant, so I don't do anything at the moment. I'm in the middle of moving house and middle of becoming a grandma, and I'm in the middle of training to become a driving instructor, so I'm in the middle of all sorts of things, so it's a pretty exciting time, really. Yeah.
And you were made redundant last year?
In May, yeah. So I thought, well, sod it, it's happening to loads of people, I've got to grab the world by the throat and go off and do something for myself, which is why I'm going to be a driving instructor and work for myself. I'm not going to sit around and wait to be made redundant again, because that's the third time in 3 years, which is not good news. So yeah, new start all round.
So which area were you working in before, and where are you wanting to move? Is driving something you wanted to do for quite a while?
I've always been interested in cars. I mean, my dad was an absolute fanatic about cars. So I've always had an interest, and I taught my four kids to drive, so I figure if I can teach them, I can teach anybody, so it's just a different opportunity to do something new, see how it goes. I'm fed up with working for horrible men that I don't like, so, yeah.
And what would you say your main interests are?
I do lots of sort of semi-arty things, but primarily it's countryside stuff. I've got horses, I've got dogs, I ride horses. So yeah, I do all sorts of things. I knit, I sew, pretty boring stuff really, but that's the way I do it. That's happy doing that.
So knitting, have you been doing that for a while?
Oh, forever, yeah.
What kind of things do you make?
Everything. When my kids were little, my eldest is 40, no he's not, he's 30 now, so yeah, I used to knit all their stuff. I've done calf facet stuff, which is all the fancy things, but I haven't done any for ages, and I started knitting for this grandchild that's about to appear 9 months ago, and I still haven't finished it, so yeah, do a bit up there, get that finished.
So how are you feeling about becoming a grandma?
I was very apprehensive to start with. I thought, no, I don't want to be doing that. I've got too much else to do. But it's very exciting, really. It's good.
And what does your family mean to you? Your current family?
Yeah, lots. I mean, I lost my dad back end of last year. So I've got my mum. I've got four kids. One's married. One lives in Spain with her boyfriend. One lives locally with his girlfriend. And then there's my baby, who's about to have a baby, so, yeah.
So, can I just ask you where you were born, where you grew up?
I was born in London. I grew up in the suburbs, Ruislip. Then moved out to Buckinghamshire, and now I'm off to Oxfordshire.
And what was your upbringing like?
Ooh. Fairly traditional, I think. Convent school, college. Yeah, it was all right.
Convent school, how long?
Too long. Couldn't wait to get out. It was horrible. I hated that. But yeah, after that, it was fine. It was good.
So, what's your relationship with London like?
Oh, a bit iffy. I always get lost. Always. I can never find my way anywhere. It's quite exciting to come to London still, but I don't like it when, you know, you pile out of a theatre and there's hordes and hordes of people. I find that very intimidating. I think I've been in the country too long, but I'm happy that way.
So, do you think this experience today will have any kind of effect on you?
Yeah, I do, because I think the whole point of it is the one and only. With only being the operative word, I think. So I think it would be good to be up there all by myself. It should be quite good.
And is that something that you do quite often in day-to-day life?
No.
Do you spend a lot of time on your own?
No, not really. No. I do at the moment because I'm kind of in limbo, really. But normally I'm surrounded by hordes of kids and everybody asking me to do everything and anything and never a moment for myself, so that'll be good, a good experience.
Yeah. And can you just talk me through your hour, what you're planning on doing?
I've no idea. Take it as it comes. See what happens.
Are you taking anything up with you?
I shall have a book, I shall have my iPod, and I shall have some knitting. And hopefully a chair, which I need to scrounge off you guys because I haven't brought one.
And have you brought anybody with you today?
Yeah, Jay's with me, yeah, he's with me.
And is there anybody who's going to be watching online?
Yep. My mum and my kids and a load of friends.
So do you think if it hadn't been for your husband doing this, you would have wanted to get
He's
involved?
Not my husband.
Sorry, your partner.
Yes, because we went to the to Crosby and to the Blind Light together, so yeah. Yeah.
And are you wanting to engage with anybody when you're on the plinth? Or
nope.
Do you want it to be quite isolated?
No, nope. I'm quite happy to be up there all by myself.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that'll do.